USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that he will be signing an executive order in the next few weeks, which will include a road to citizenship for DACA recipients.
I'm going to be signing a very major immigration bill as an executive order. One of the aspects of the bill is going to be DACA. We're going to have a road to citizenship.
The president, who has pledged to end DACA numerous times since he was on the campaign trail in 2015, at the time he called the program an illegal executive order, now saying the bill wouldn't just be for temporary relief, but would be for a far more encompassing merit-based bill. DACA currently serves as protection for young immigrants that were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, referred to as dreamers, to allow them legally to study, work, and remain in the United States without fear of deportation. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Donald Trump talked today about drug overdoses caused by foreign cartels, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump took part in a live stream briefing at U.S. Southern Command that highlighted a new counter-narcotics operation that has detained more than 1,000 drug traffickers and robbed the Venezuelan government of illicit profits. The president saying this is all helping to limit the number of overdose deaths.
Last year, 70,000 precious American lives were taken because of the poison the cartel bring into our country. Under my administration, drug overdose deaths fell for the first time in nearly 30 years.
I'm Tim Berg.
The state of California will release around 8,000 prison inmates early in an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus in state correctional facilities, with more than half expected to return to society by the end of July. The move will allow prisons to use the extra space to impose social distancing rules, isolation, and quarantine measures. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The United States sanctioned a top member of China's Communist Party, along with three other senior officials and a Chinese entity involved in the systematic human rights abuses of Muslim minorities in China's western province of Xinjiang. The action is likely to ratchet up already high tensions between the U.S. and China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, "The United States will not stand idly by as the CCP carries out human rights abuses targeting members of minority groups in Xinjiang." The Trump administration has likened China's mass detention of more than 1 million Muslims to the worst human rights abuses since the 1930s, when 6 million European Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Apprehensions by U.S. immigration officials at the southern border rose by over 30% in June, even as Mexico and Central American countries continue their coronavirus lockdown measures and the Trump administration uses emergency authorities to rapidly expel many unauthorized immigrants. U.S. authorities along the border with Mexico made over 32,000 apprehensions last month, up from over 20,000 in May, according to Customs and Border Protection stats. Nearly 89% of those apprehended were expelled to Mexico or their home countries under a public health directive that was giving border officials the power to swiftly bounce migrants off of U.S. soil without having to process them under immigration and asylum laws. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John.